everybody, this is Gary Vaynerchuk, and you're watching the Ask Gary V Show, episode 13. Fun fact about the number 13 is, my sister was born on Friday the 13th.
Rook asks, what's the fastest way someone can piss you off?
Rook, you know, it's interesting. I'm not the kind of character that gets pissed off so quickly. I'm pretty much a love and zen kind of guy for all my intensity. I think that throws people off a little bit in reality. Obviously, if you punch me directly in the face or hurt somebody I care about right here, that would be bad. But overall, the actual answer to your question is hypocrisy and cynicism. Those are the two things that I can't consume. The amount of cynics out there, it's really one of the funnier kind of cards that people play on social media specifically. I see it played less in real life. Really bothers me. And boy, if you're complaining about something you actually do, and I have some friends and family members who play that, that just drives me up the wall.
Vineyard Paul asks, how do I use Snapchat for a winery?
Vineyard Paul, I had to use this question because the image is incredible. Loved it. Great way to ask your question. If you want to get your question on Ask Gary V's show, you need to be a little bit creative like Vineyard Paul. All right, so Snapchat. Here's what people have to understand. I predict, I'm going to hardcore here, I predict in 2016 that Snapchat will have a number one, two, or three spot in the most important apps in the world from the 13 to 40, let me say it again, 40-year-old sector, maybe even 45, 50. That the 25 to 50-year-old sector on Snapchat in 2016 is gonna blow away the far majority of people who are watching this episode. And so, let me give you a fun fact on how to get good at it or start playing with it. The one big creative play that I see on Snapchat that makes it so different is the notion of taking a picture and then drawing on top of it. Some of you that follow me have seen the things, the weird spider, the raindrops. I'm starting to play with it a little bit. I'm a big fan of that. It opens up enormous creativity, oh, D-Rock, some of my funny snaps. I don't know where you're putting them, D-Rock, but, and so I'll give you those images. Yeah. So, if you're a winery, take pictures in the wine room, in the vineyard, of the bottle, and then draw creative things around it. I do think that people will enjoy that. It'll be a little ha-ha. You can do some little contests by running in. I think drawing on top of the images, because the images on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, they all look the same. This drawing thing is a real creative variable. It is a difference maker. The attention's on Snapchat. I am bullish on that ghost.
Hi Gary, my name's Kiki and I'm from Fitter, a small fitness app available on the App Store.
Nice plug.
We're a four-person team and we are seeing a rapid growth in our customer base. Currently we have a very intimate customer experience, but I'm kind of worried that as we grow, we may have more and more trouble with maintaining that. Is there any advice you could give me? Thanks.
Kiki, there's some serious advice that I can give you, which is, if you grow, thank God, you will make money or you will raise money. Those are the two things that happen when you grow. And you will take some of that money and you will apply it to hiring more human beings to continue to scale your four-person team to a 23-person team that can then do, obviously, in that scenario, around six times more engaging and intimacy. This is the insanity that pisses me off more than anything, which is that people think that engagement doesn't scale. It doesn't scale when you roll like me and you answer everything yourself, but it does scale when you're a logo, a water, a league, a thing. It scales. As a matter of fact, I've been contemplating an Ask Gary V Show Twitter account that allows me to scale, right? I can have four human beings behind the show engaging. You know that's not me because it's a show. Me is me. And so you can scale all day long. Are you and your four-person team willing to make the commitment to allocate dollars into humans, one that most CFOs and other financial people do not believe in? I believe in it. Do you?
Mark and Patty ask, what's better for content, vlogging or blogging?
Mark and Patty, this is a great question, and this is something that I'm really glad you asked this question because I've been hoping to drill this home for quite a while. And I used to address this back in 2007, 8, 9, definitely 09 and 10 during the Crush It tour and the Crush It days. I answered this a lot, haven't talked about it as much the last 4 years. That's why we do the Ask Gary V Show. It allows me to rant about things I've forgotten about. The answer is, I don't know. The answer is very simple. What are you good at? You can crush it doing video blogging, and you can crush it doing blogging. I mean, it just comes down to what are you good at? Are you better at video? Since I've started this show, I've already seen 11 to 12 ask shows pop up of people that follow me, of people that pay attention to what I'm doing. And you know, very honestly, one or two are decent, and the other nine are straight crap. With all due respect to my fans, I don't want to diss. That's not a good thing to do. The 11 people that have done it are now sitting there saying, does he think I'm crap? Why do you think I said two were okay? I don't want anybody to feel bad, but you know, some people aren't made out to. I'm not made out to write like myself. I need editing. I need it. I need help. Grammar. I can't spell. I can't do it. I can't do it, guys. I can't spell. But boy, can I make a video.
Drew asks, do you have any tips on presenting your consultant services to a potential client?
Drew, isn't this a funny little yin and yang 1-2 with the last question? I don't know. I mean, the answer is, are you good at making a PowerPoint? Can you make a video that's like a little bit of a better? Or can you sell like me, which is forget everything else and just walk in and close the deal? There are, the last two questions are questions that happen all the time, and here's what I will tell you. I appreciate the kind words, the tweets, the admiration that I see in the comments. I've been following very carefully. It's been so fun. The feedback's incredible. I really appreciate it. But let me tell you one thing. What works for me does not necessarily work for you. So many of you do so many things better than I do that it makes me want to vomit on this football. Like, you know, and what you need to do is take a step back. Ask your friends if you're not self-aware or EQ-oriented, but you need to figure out what you're good at. The answer to your question, the answer to the last question, and the answer to a lot of things I'm seeing using the hashtag AskGaryVee are very personal questions that I would never know unless I've known you. I know Zach, right? I know Steve, right? I know, is it around your neck? I don't care, I'm taking it. Yeah, that's right. I know. Okay. Don't worry, don't worry. Shoot, this is way heavier than I thought. I know D-Rock, right? I know these characters a little bit. Like, I know I'm getting to know them more. I have a sense of their strengths and weaknesses. And I would like to think that if you ever talk to them on the corner street or at a conference or you talk to them on Twitter, I spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to put them in the best position to succeed based on what I think they're good at. And I could do that for you if I had a lot of time, but I don't. And the reality is very simple. You need to figure that out. The answer to that question, the one before, and the one that so many of you have, is predicated on your natural God-given ability or the things that you've worked very hard at to amass that skill, period.
Michael asks, what criteria do you use to determine if what you're creating is valuable?
Michael, for me, this is a really interesting question. It depends. Are you talking about, is the content that you're putting out valuable? Because I talk a lot about that. And, you know, that is, you know, what I use on that criteria is actually engagement numbers. I mean, just raw numbers. How many people are sharing? How many people are leaving comments? You know, how many people are watching the video? Like, that's a very important, very basic engagement number. That helps. You know, that's one baseline number. The way I really do it, like, overall, is how many people are buying, right? How many books did I sell because I provided so many global jabs that you on the other side of this camera felt like you needed to buy it? How many great pieces of content or best buying ability or pricing that I put out for the wine that I sold during Wine Library that made people buy thousands of cases? How good have I built this company that the Fortune 500 companies and the companies that can afford hiring us, and how often are they hiring us when we're pitching? At the end of the day, the way I judge it is by the results that I'm looking for, whether it's to sell some consulting, whether it's to sell some books, I know it's a football, whether it's to get people to watch and share. Do you know how happy it would make me to see every single person watch this video, share this video? You know, I mean, that's an important thing to me. Anyway, I didn't do the subscribe button last episode, so I just want to do one big one. Thanks, D-Rock. Question of the day. I've decided that I want to show up right now. I'm getting very YouTube-y. And I've decided that I want to show up on some YouTube celebrities' shows. Looking to travel, looking to tape stuff, looking to hack. Any suggestions? Whose show should I randomly show up on? You keep asking questions, and I'll keep trying to answer them.